Not a small topic, this is, finding happiness. But in some ways, I think it's the simplest of all. Gwendolyn Brooks wrote a poem for her children. It's called Speech to the Young, Speech to the Progress Toward. And she says at the end, live not for battles won, live not for the end of the song, live in the along. She's saying, like Eckhart Tolle, that you have to live for the present. You have to be in the moment. Whatever has happened to you in your past has no power over this present moment because life is now. But I think she's also saying, be a part of something. Don't live for yourself alone. This is what I know for sure. In order to be truly happy, you must live along with, and you have to stand for something larger than yourself, because life is a reciprocal exchange. To move forward, you have to give back. And to me, that is the greatest lesson of life. To be happy, you have to give something back. I know you know that because that's a lesson that's woven into the very fabric of this university. It's a lesson that Jane and Leland Stanford got and one they've bequeathed to you. Because all of you know the story of how this great school came to be, how the Stanfords lost their only child to typhoid at the age of 15. They had every right and they had every reason to turn their backs against the world at that time, but instead they channeled their grief and their pain into an act of grace. Within a year of their son's death, they'd made the founding grant for this great school, pledging to do for other people's children what they were not able to do for their own boy.